morning and welcome to the Print AM, our morning podcast on the big news story of the day. This is Obuntika Ghosh, Senior Associate Editor with The Print, and today we talk about the fourth National Sero Survey that has happened in India after almost 6 months. We will also try to answer the crucial question about whether the findings mean that India may finally be nearing that elusive holy grail called herd immunity, and can we now relax? Let me play spoil sport and answer that last question right away. No, we cannot let our guard down yet. And here are the reasons why. The Sero survey shows that by the first week of June, 67.6% Indians had antibodies against the SARS-CoV-2 virus. This is the latest Sero survey by the Indian Council of Medical Research, the fourth in a series that started in April 2020. The seropositivity among minors was also very high, 57.2% in the 6 to 9 years age group and 61.6% in the 10 to 17 years age group. And this is a group, remember, that has largely been at home for the last 1.5 years. However, in India's multi-generational homes, children are prone to catching infections from adults who have been up and about. The seropositivity among healthcare workers, understandably, stood very high at 85.2%. It is important to understand that some of this seropositivity is also because of vaccines. India, remember, started vaccinating people on the 16th of January 2021, and vaccinated people, whether or not they have ever had infection, would naturally have antibodies. That, after all, is the purpose of getting a vaccine, at least one of the purposes. The seropositivity among unvaccinated people was about 62%. This means that till the first week of June, only one out of every 30 SARS-CoV-2 infections in the country had been medically diagnosed as COVID-19. On June 1st, India had a total of over 2.8 crore cases. The data from unvaccinated individuals show that the total number of infections in the country at that point of time stood at something like 84.94 crore. The last sero survey was conducted in the first week of January, when the total seropositivity stood at 24.1%. Though between the third and the fourth survey, India witnessed a devastating second wave when case numbers went very high, as did the deaths, the sero survey results show that the number of missed infections has only gone up, from 23 missed infections per detected case in January to 29 missed infections per detected case in June. The survey was carried out among 28,975 people that include 7252 healthcare workers across 70 districts in 21 states of the country. These are the same districts where the first three rounds of the sero survey were conducted. Of the individuals surveyed, 62.2% had had no vaccination, 24.8% had had one dose, and 13% were fully vaccinated. The seropositivity was 81% among people with one dose of the vaccine and 89.8% among those with both doses. 10.5% of the healthcare workers were unvaccinated. This despite the fact that when India started its vaccination program on January 16th, it was the healthcare workers who were the first target. Seroprevalence was similar in urban and rural areas, the latest survey shows. Announcing the results of the sero survey, ICMR Director General Dr. Balram Bhargav made some important points. A. The data shows that a third of the population does not have antibodies, which means 40 crore Indians are still vulnerable. That is, one in every three Indians is still vulnerable to the SARS-CoV-2 infection. However, these national survey results cannot necessarily be extrapolated to the state level, and for that it is important that states do their own surveys, preferably at the district levels. However, some things are very clear, he said. Societal, public, religious and political congregations should be avoided, as also non-essential travel. It is also safe only for those individuals to travel who are fully vaccinated. The highest seropositivity was found in the 45 to 60 years age group, about 77.6%. Of the males, 65.8% were found to have antibodies, while 69.2% females were also found to have antibodies. For some time now, as the second wave seems to be waning, India has debated with the question of when is it the right time for schools to reopen. While both Dr. Bhargav and Niti Aayog member Health Dr. V.K. Paul emphasized the need to continue with COVID-appropriate behavior, they were a little more positive on the question of opening of schools. As Dr. Bhargav put it, children can handle viral infection better than adults. Moreover, it has been seen that young children have lower number of the ACE2 receptors in their lung cells. These are the receptors to which the SARS-CoV-2 virus bind and cause infection. However, the antibody exposure that this serosurvey shows among children is very similar to that of adults, 58.2% versus 61.6%. Some countries, especially Scandinavian countries, did not shut down primary schools at all. So Dr. Bhargav's prescription is that should India start opening schools, it would be wise to open primary schools first, and that too only those where the staff, and that includes both the teaching and the non-teaching staff, have been fully vaccinated. However, the decision to open schools would be contingent on the pandemic situation in a particular district and indicators such as test positivity rate, daily numbers, etc. Now, to the all-important question of herd immunity. The high seropositivity may have given rise to hopes of India finally achieving that elusive herd immunity, but both the experts cautioned against any such conclusions, primarily because herd immunity would depend on seropositivity numbers at a local level, and the present survey does not give that kind of granular data. It also shows that 1 in 3 Indians is still vulnerable, so any unwarranted congregation or continued violation of COVID norms would have grave consequences. As Dr. Paul put it, it is preferable to get immunity by vaccination, not by infection, and that is why we need to continue with our strategy of test, track, treat, and vaccinate. That is all we have time for on this podcast today. We will, of course, as always, keep a close watch on the situation of the pandemic, the vaccination numbers, and which way India is headed. And, of course, keep you updated on all the latest details. Do remember to log on to the Prince podcast, where we bring you detailed news and unbiased analysis every day. This is Obuntika Ghosh signing off for now. Do not forget to share, like, and subscribe to the Prince.